April 6th, Eric Irivuzu Mugabe.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
On this date, in 1994, a plane carrying the president of Rwanda was shot down, launching a 100-day genocide against the Tutsi people by the Hutu people. More than 800,000 Tutsis died, 2 million became refugees, and there were 120,000 new orphans. Eric was one of those orphans, but God showed up and turned the atrocity to good. Within 11 years, Eric had founded Humura Ministries to help fellow orphans. It currently has 70 volunteers for teaching entrepreneurship and 50 for counseling. He has written 2 books, My Father, Maker of Trees, How I Survived the Rwandan Genocide, and A New Generation with a New Legacy, which is written in Kinyarwanda, since the goal is to help the Rwandan post-genocide generation to learn from what happened. Today's story starts when Eric is 16 years old.
God never created a man to whom he did not give a purpose. Don't let anyone escape. Capture all the cockroaches, Hutu extremists chanted as they swept into the village. They were bent on wiping out the entire Tutsi population from Rwanda. Eric was only 16 years old, and he had had a happy upbringing. He was the son of a businessman and farmer. He had 3 sisters and 2 brothers. The place they lived was beautiful, with cypress trees surrounding the village, providing shelter for people and animals. It was the perfect place for a young African boy to grow up, until the day his grandfather came in and told the family to run for their lives. They should keep together as long as they could, he said, but they wouldn't be able to do so for long. They should run and hide so they could stay alive. I could taste the soot and ash, Eric said. The enemy quickly began looting, killing, and destroying homes, beginning at the edge of the hills and then working their way through the village to dominate every Tutsi home until everything was destroyed. Brutal, widespread killing wasn't enough for the Hutus. They hunted the Tutsis down, raped, tortured, and humiliated them all day long. Then at night, they laughed and bragged about their slaughter. Eric's grandfather pointed the family down the path, and they ran for at least an hour before they finally reached the edge of the mountains. In the distance, they could hear the sound of looting and mothers screaming for their babies and babies crying for their parents and grenades exploding. The brush was thick on the ground, and the Tutsis crawled into it to hide. But the Hutu extremists searched every inch of the brush that they could and slaughtered whomever they found. So Eric ran and ran, and even after he lost touch with his family, he continued running. Legs throbbing in pain and his head spinning, Eric darted past the fallen bodies of some of his friends and neighbors. Hutu hunters left the bush and returned to their homes at night. And Eric was thankful that he had at least survived another day. But he couldn't block out of his mind the sights and the sounds and the smells of the massacre. When he awoke, the Hutus were back, chanting about exterminating all of the Tutsis. Eric ran into the jungle and he stayed there through the night, terrorized, disoriented, and alone. God seemed to be so distant, like a fairy tale. Though I couldn't see him, he said, he was present with me in the bush the entire time. I realized later that he was chasing after my heart. Isaiah 45:3 says, I will give you the treasures of darkness, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name. Exhausted, Eric sat down on a rock, and for a moment he felt grounded. Wonder of wonders, 2 of his uncles were hiding in the trees above him, and they helped Eric find his own tree in which he could hide. In this rainy season, without food or water and forced to be still and silent all day long, they watched the savage killings, that went on below. Eric hid in that tree for 15 days. He couldn't sleep much, but at night he was able to climb down out of the tree and rest his arms from having to cling to the branches. One day, Eric heard a voice speaking to him to accept the branches as his friends, and he called them strong, alive, a refuge, a majestic tower. And then he started to wonder about the tree maker. Was he these things too? Another time, the same voice reminded him to be thankful for this place of rest. The seventh day in the trees, the voice came again. I have spared you from seeing more evil. So let your heart rest, God said. God gave him a Sabbath rest from the devils in the bush on that seventh day. The day came when the gunfire sounded different. Bigger guns, it seemed. Then he could see that the Hutu hunters were fleeing. Tutsi refugees from Uganda had formed a rebel army, and they had finally arrived to drive the Hutus out. Eric wanted to jump out of the tree and chase them too, but he waited. He waited a full 15 days. When it was all over, as Eric walked those 7 miles back to the village, he was reminded how beautiful the cypress trees were. He said, I was beginning to believe that perhaps God planted the trees to take care of a scared, helpless 16-year-old boy like me. If God gave such trees a purpose on earth, I thought, then maybe my life matters to him as well. What have you been doing about God's purpose for your life? God never created a man to whom he did not give a purpose.
Good morning. What a powerful 365 today. The story of Eric. I'm Jim Brangenberg with I Work For Him. Just a few thoughts. I don't really know that I could add any more, but to ask the questions that Eric asked while sitting in the trees for holding on for dear life for 15 days. Maybe my life has purpose too, like these trees. So often we get so overwhelmed by the terror of the days. Most of us will never live in the terror that Eric lived. But many of us live under the oppression that the enemy loves to surround us with. And many of us wonder, is my life even worth living? Many of us wonder, maybe I should just die. But boy, today's 365 summarizes it best. God never created a single human being without purpose. And you and me, we have purpose. God designed you on purpose, for a purpose. He loves you dearly. He created you for a reason, to accomplish something, to impact others around you. He created you for a purpose, just like Eric. Maybe you've had a time in your life where you were clinging to the trees and didn't recognize that they were there providing you shelter. Whatever that situation may be, but just recognize that today, the Lord, the creator of the universe, who keeps billions of galaxies in order, created you on purpose. Have you asked him today, what is my purpose for today, Lord? Don't miss it. He loves you dearly.